GOP Mark Green Outlines Strategy to Impeach Mayorkas. By Neil Munro on July 13, 2023. The GOP chairman of the House's Homeland Security Panel has a five-point strategy for successfully impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief. You have to do it in a methodical way that educates the American people along the way. Chairman Representative Mark Green, RTN, said at a July 12 meeting at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. What we're going to talk a little bit about today are the five phases of holding Mayorkas accountable. The documents that you see coming out of next week for release on Monday are the findings of Phase 1, the dereliction of duty phase. The second phase is the government facilitation of cartel crime and how an open border is absolutely advancing the criminal activity inside the United States. And you can just simply Google San Francisco cartel crime, and you can see how the cartels have essentially taken over the criminal activity in San Francisco. It's fascinating, all because of an open border, all at the hands of Alejandro Mayorkas. Phase 3 will be the human costs. And this is where we will bring in the moms who've lost children, the dads who lost a spouse struck by a fleeing illegal. We will show the Border Patrol agent who committed suicide. 17 suicides in the last year in Customs and Border Patrol. There's a massive human cost to this. Phase 4 will be the actual financial costs. As you think about the social services that get expended, you think about the law enforcement costs, but a lot of times people don't think about the uncompensated care in a hospital. If you have 7 million people coming into the United States, they're going to go to the emergency department without health insurance. Well, what do they do in the emergency department? You create a bill that never gets paid? Well, they cost shift, so all of your health insurance prices go up. That's a cost of an open border. The last phase is, we've had some people, they're informants at this point. They're not whistleblowers yet, but there's potentially some sort of fraud going on in the department. Notably, Green did not promise to show the pocketbook damage caused to ordinary swing voting Americans by Mayorkas' encouragement of economic migration into American society, workplaces, and housing. The pocketbook damage includes reduced wages, higher housing costs, and rising inflation. Green also declined to mention the vast number of migrants who have been killed by Mayorkas' invite. Green continued, "In our investigation, we are going to show in those five phases that Mr. Mayorkas lied to the United States Congress, has broken at least 10 laws, has refused to obey court orders, and probably the worst thing, and the thing that sits the most heavily with me, is that he has disregarded the United States Congress, which is a threat to the very foundation of our government." The House can impeach Mayorkas, but the Senate has the power to reject or confirm the impeachment. "We have to get this thing through the Senate," Green said, adding, "We have to encourage the Senate to do the right thing and pass this bill, and we also have to hold this department accountable, this administration accountable." If you look at what happened with the D.C. crime bill, the Democrats said no, we're not going to support that. We, of course, felt like D.C.'s willingness to release violent criminals was a bad idea. The federal government and the Congress has oversight over D.C., so we said nope, you're not going to do that. We have a bill. The Dems said we're gonna vote no. The Democrats in the House all voted no. Well, the furor of the American people rose as they became aware of what was going on. And the senators who said we'll never vote for that voted for it, leaving the House members who voted no hanging high and dry. And the president who said he was gonna veto it, signed it into law saying I will not side with the carjackers. All we got to do is educate the American people, have this furor rise, and maybe, just maybe, they'll do the right thing and hold Mr. Mayorkas and Mr. Biden accountable for this open border. Mayorkas and migration. In 1990, Congress set immigration caps at roughly 1 million per year and also barred employers from hiring illegal migrants. The inflow was roughly one migrant for every four American births. Since January 2021, Biden and Mayorkas have imported roughly 6 million people via various legal, illegal, and quasi-legal doors at the border. That inflow is roughly three migrants for every four American births. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens. And he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. On May 2023, he explained his motives in a graduation speech to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. "My drive has been defined by a very clear purpose. My mother's and father's life journeys were defined by displacement. My mother was twice a refugee, first from war-torn Europe and, 19 years later, with my father, my sister, and me from the communist takeover of Cuba. My mother lost most of her family to the Nazi concentration camps, and she never really regained her sense of security. In Cuba, my father lost the business he had started, as well as the chance to be by his mother's side when she passed. My parents were both extraordinary people, principled and kind beyond measure. They instilled in me the values by which they lived unflinchingly. They are the primary engine of my drive, and the primary reason why I work so hard, my purpose." But that humanitarian pitch is tied to a promise of cheap labor for business investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years." Amid the massive inflow of roughly 2 million global economic migrants, Mayorkas insists the border is secure, and rejects any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. "We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes," he told ABC News on January 1. In February 2023, Mayorkas said Congress laws are less important than his pro-migration priorities. "Our goal is to achieve operational control of the border, with policies that really advance the security of the border, and do not come at the cost of the values of our country," he said.